MD of Bighorn, an email mistake in three different public hearing notices will see the proposed Exshaw Mountain Gateway project be moved back several weeks. One of the public hearings had been scheduled for October 3, Monday, with the remaining two for October 4, Tuesday, that would have discussed the Area Structure Plan, ASP, in relation to the Bighorn's Municipal Development Plan, MDP, and Land Use Bylaw, LUB. But after the public hearing notices asked residents to contact Bighorn at mdbighorn.com rather than the correct email of bighorn@mdbighorn.ca had council approve its postponement to a later date after a special meeting of council on October 3. We discovered on September 30 that there was an error in the notification in this hearing, and the other two, Sow Robert Ellis said. The parcel of land was purchased in December 2018 and covers 35.2 hectares, 87 acres, of land, with 4.6 hectares, 11.3 acres, in the hamlet's boundary. It is expected it will increase the population of Bighorn by about 130 people. The legislative process requires changes to the MDP and land use bylaw, necessitating public hearings. The majority of the project is zoned as Hamlet Transition District and the remainder as part of the Forestry District. The landowner, Jason Hoerl, appeared at council in the spring to provide an update on the project, which would see between 25 and 40 lots available, if approved. Open houses on the project have previously been held in June 2019 and March 2022. The project will be in two phases. The first phase will cover the eastern portion of the parcel and the second is on steeper land to the north and northwest. The 968-page ASP outlines a combination of single-family homes, with suites, duplex lots and two multi-family lots. New utilities and sidewalks would be added. The public hearing for the ASP will take place October 24 at 5:30 p.m. while the public hearings for the MDP and LUB will take place at 5:30 and 6:30 p.m. on November 3. Council had a previous discussion to make sure we were all available that day, Reeve Lisa Rosvold said. This date works with council, administration and the developer too.